Some of the older generation will recognize this guy, Michael Fish. Yeah, for those who don't know, Michael Fish famously said on an evening TV weather forecast,
"Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't."
And there was, and all hell broke loose in southern England. Seven Oaks lost all of its oaks. Damage, I think, that today would be in the billions. And people just couldn't understand, how could you get a weather forecast so wrong? One thing that people did know about in the 1980s was the work of Ed Lorenz and what's now called chaos theory. And the idea that if you start to predictions of a chaotic system from almost but not quite identical starting conditions, eventually they'll completely diverge and decorrelate. Now, people knew that in the 1970s, but the thinking was that the time scale for two weather forecasts to diverge would be like a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, the so-called butterfly effect. It would take several weeks for that to happen. Now, one of the very first things I did at the Met Office was I started to look at these chaotic models much more carefully. And something very interesting emerges, which is shown in these three pictures, a little initial ring of points. So you imagine inside that initial ring, there's a little bit of uncertainty about exactly where the starting condition is. Let's say it could be anywhere within that ring. Then depending on where the ring is, the top left one shows it can hardly expand at all. The ring stays pretty small, or it can start to grow, or it can start to really explode. And I argued that, and this was actually before the 1987 storm, that this could happen, you know, in a weather forecast. We could get explosive uncertainty because the degree of chaos in a system like weather, it varies. Some days you can get a lot of predictability and some days not. So how would you actually find that out ahead of time? Well, the answer is you'd run not just one weather forecast every day. You'd run a whole load of weather forecasts. You'd run 50 weather forecasts and just look to see how they diverged. I have to say my colleagues were very skeptical about this because they said running 50 almost identical weather forecasts seems like an awful waste of computer time. But the Michael Fish storm really nailed the argument. It did me a great favor in a sense because it showed that that bottom one could actually happen in reality. So what can you do with that? Well, you can combine all that information to make probabilities. This has completely changed the philosophy of weather prediction into a much more probabilistic science. And whenever you look at your weather app these days and it shows the probability of rain, that's where it comes from. If the universe itself and the laws of the universe could be described by these fractal attractors, not just the weather, but the whole universe, then it really paints a very different picture about the nature of the laws of physics, that there is much to do with how the very largest scales affect the smallest scales as the smaller scales affect the larger scales.